Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hi, everybody. I'm super hungover today, so I'm slow on the uptake.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm hurting.
What were you drinking last night?
I could barely just say hurting. Okay, hi, I'm Becca Tobin, actress, and one-third of the Lady Gang. My fun fact this week is that my first day of second grade, I wore an exact replica of an outfit that Cher wore on Clueless, the black and white one.
Oh.
What was the black and white one? With the yellow skirt.
No, it was all black and white. It was a white t-shirt, black skirt, yeah. Knee highs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but you were doing it unironically.
I did it exactly, and I showed up. It was my first day at a new school.
Kind of slutty for like a grade
two. What was the impression?
These girls on the playground looked at me and they go, "Aren't you hot in that?"
You're like, "I am hot.
Yeah, I'm super hot."
They're still stuck in
That's
Atlanta.
That's the point.
Hey, bitches.
Hey,
across from
Hollywood.
Me, Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist, it girl. And her fun fact is that she just lent me her label maker.
I own a label maker.
Surprise, surprise.
I've run out of film on it many times.
Ooh.
You're just labeling everything.
I label everything. Everything in my life is labeled.
That's
it's
amazing.
Like travel toiletries.
Oh my God.
First aid. Pens, junk, white paper, colored paper,
label
note
maker,
cards.
That
label
must
making
mean
supplies.
You can get anything out of your house in a matter of like 20 seconds that
what
you
need. I got it.
Oh,
that's amazing.
So nice.
I'm jealous. Well, I'm going to aspire to do that this evening.
Good luck,
fun,
Becca.
Fun night. And to my right, clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek, Ms. Jack Vanek. I hate that word.
I do too. It's
the
so
worst.
CEO?
Never call
CEO,
me that.
CEO, worst.
Oh, I like it.
Oh,
no.
You would. And Jack is allergic to bananas, avocados, and latex.
They're all chemically related.
Wow.
They are? I feel so bad for you. Avocado is like one of the small joys in my life.
I still eat it. It just gets my mouth all itchy.
No guacamole?
No, I eat it.
Does a condom get your mouth all itchy?
Well, no. This
your
is,
vagina.
This is what... No, it actually doesn't. But I found out that I was allergic to all of those things, kind of, because I was like trying to tell somebody, I'm like, oh, my mouth itches when I eat bananas. It's kind of like how when your mouth itches when you blow up a balloon. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Because nobody's mouth itches when they blow up a balloon.
No, I thought everybody's
she
did.
She thought it was normal.
That's so cute.
I know. And then I went to an allergist and then, you know, no more balloons for me.
And Kelty's trying to slyly open a candy wrapper right now. Can you hear it?
No, Kelty.
Before you shove that chocolate in your mouth, what's coming up?
Oh, we're so excited. I actually...
Oh, wait. We haven't done Good Week, Bad Week yet.
Oh, yeah. Never okay. mind. Yeah, let's Good Week, Bad Week it.
Okay. It's time for...
Jesus.
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start because I have a thought and it's going to leave me forever.
Go.
I don't gonna... Okay. Good Week. I was in the parking lot at Larchmont, this little street that's super cute and you walk around, you get your nails done, blah, blah. There's a man who's in the parking lot, you know, several days out of the week, and I think he's homeless, and he's missing teeth.
Ooh, your fave.
See? And you'd think this would be my bad week. And he always asks if he can clean your windshield while you go run your errands, and then he, you know, he, like, made up his own job, which I
hell yeah.
Yeah, like, I
appreciate the hustle.
Mm-hmm. However, anytime I see him there, I try to park and, like, throw my money into the parking machine and run.
Yeah.
Because
how much is a good window wash going for these days?
I don't know. I've
Five
never
bucks?
Gotten close enough to ask. And so, and I'm pretty sure it's donation based.
He's like, oh, that's $5.99. Cash or card?
Tax.
I wish he brought out, like, an iPad and swiped a card.
He's square.
And he's not homeless at all, and
no.
I'm just an asshole? No. Okay, so I come
it's just
back.
Hipster, dude.
So I come back from getting my nails done, and I'm carrying boxes because I needed something to ship, you know. This is really boring. My hangover is really, I'm struggling. So I'm carrying these boxes and he says something to me like, oh, do you need some help with that? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. And I like run to my car. And then as I'm loading the boxes into my car, he comes up to my car within as close as Jack is sitting to me, which is like 2 feet away from me. He's that close. And I'm just like panicked. My butt cheeks are clenched and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I have to load this stuff. And then he starts talking to me in the most like gentle voice and just asks me about my what I'm doing with the packages and the boxes, and he gives me a tip on getting free boxes. And it was like the nicest thing ever, and I finally was able to relax around a homeless person.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Did he actually help you with the boxes at all?
I didn't let him. I ran.
What was his voice like? Do an impression, actress Becca.
Well, he didn't have front teeth, so it was
so a little whistly.
Like, so, these boxes. How much did you pay for these boxes?
Well, listen, you're coming around.
Next time, you got to go back and get your window washed.
I'm going to now. And then he mentioned that he had a daughter. And then I just felt like a real heartless POS for faking deaf on several occasions in front of homeless people.
You never know people's stories.
Well, the problem is that, you know, you hear that, and then you hear that, like, the other day, my friend's friend got stabbed in Santa Monica by a homeless man.
What?
Yeah. Santa Monica is dangerous.
Santa Monica is shady.
It is. He survived.
So glad we're poor and can't afford to live over there.
Me too.
Right. My dream of Santa Monica is never going to happen.
Screw the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay, so my good week, that was my good week. My bad week is I was in the car listening to one of our previous podcasts from like months ago. It was Amanda Shull. Mm-hmm. And she, I hadn't heard the whole thing through for whatever reason. So I was like, oh my God, an unplayed episode. So I go and I play it. I'm giggling and blah, blah, blah. And then I go in to run an errand and it was connected to the Bluetooth in my car. But then when you come get out of the car, if you don't stop the podcast, it still continues to play out of your phone. And it was literally the part in the part in the podcast where Kelty talks about masturbating to a boy band, I think.
It Wait, was something what?
I don't remember.
I don't you remember. Started that was so long
it was
ago.
It was like you started getting the first time you like thought to masturbate was to something we were talking about.
Oh, it was her movie Center Stage.
Center Stage
with the two hot ballerinas.
Yes, and that's when you discovered your flower.
Yeah. So what? It was like, just playing.
Came a woman.
It's starts playing, and the woman
Where
at the counter
you?
Helping me
oh, okay.
at a store on Larchmont, actually, not the, a different day. I'm standing at the counter. It's dead silent. I'm buying a greeting card. It's like a card store where it's like a little old lady behind the counter, and it's Kelty screaming, masturbate. And this woman just looked at me like, and then I panicked and I like couldn't get it to turn off and my phone
she
kept locking.
She probably thought you were listening to or watching porn.
I don't even know what she thought. I was so embarrassed. It was bad.
That's amazing.
So, there you go. Jack,
proud
how about
of you?
You?
Okay, so my good week is I'm kind of glad that Kelty and I are on the same cycle of our womanhood.
Me
and
too.
Becca would be if she ever got a period.
Yeah, I don't know.
But earlier this week, we had a meeting for, like, Lady Gang or whatever, and I texted both of you guys, and I'm like, is anybody going to pay attention with this freaking huge-ass pimple on my face? And Kelty had the same pimple on her face, and it made me feel better that I wasn't the only one breaking out at that time.
Couples that hormonal acne together stay together,
well,
Jack.
Well, you better be careful when she gets another one of her raging yeast infections.
Me?
I hope I don't catch
Kelty. Careful.
Yeah,
Kelty
I hope I don't
careful.
Catch that.
Oh, my God.
No, hormonal acne is the worst. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
I wish I knew.
And they are nice. So big.
It's just one big. I still have it. But so I use my roommate is like obsessed with like weird kind of like beauty stuff. And she got these pimple patches. And they're like one of those Korean brands. And they're just.
Oh,
they're
tell me.
They're a little circle. And they look like a blister band-aid almost. Mm-hmm. And you just put it over the pimple and it makes the pimple disappear so you can't see it for the day. And then I woke up in the morning and my pimple was basically
gone. I mean,
but
do you see the thing that's on your face?
No. For some reason, it just like blends into your skin somehow.
What?
Yeah.
Asians think of everything.
No, they really have the best beauty care. Like,
they
do you ever go to Koreatown and like all their masks and everything?
Oh, I went to Korea last year and I bought everything. I still have masks from there. They have the most beautiful skin in the world.
Yeah, they do. They don't go in the sun.
So anyways, look up Korean pimple circles or
Dr.
something.
Pimple Popper, where you at, girl?
Where you at, girl? Okay, so my bad week. Everybody knows by now, I think, how much I hate fedoras. Just, it's, I'm almost have a phobia about them. It's, and they follow me around everywhere. And
no, you just notice them.
They probably don't bother most people.
I think they're everywhere.
Well, I hate them. And I think that everybody also knows how much I love Starbucks because I feel like half of my good weeks are somehow at Starbucks. So the past like couple weeks, I've had maybe 10 different people from the Lady Gang link me to this article. And it's about how Starbucks employees are like trying to embrace individuality with their workers and their employees. And so they're letting them like express themselves.
Like wear flair?
With their uniforms. Yeah. So there's all these different things that Starbucks employees can now wear, including like different headwear. And, you know, there's like beanies and they have some kind of hats.
Brooches.
And fedoras is like the new. But that's the thing in the article where it's like Starbucks employees can now wear fedoras.
So are you not going to go to Starbucks anymore?
So I didn't really think about it.
No.
And I've been going to Starbucks for the past, you know, couple weeks. And this morning I go in and not one, not two, but three out of the five employees wearing fedoras.
Why didn't you take a picture of this?
I don't know why I didn't. I was like shocked. I was like, is this a punked joke happening? So I got so pissed that I bought a Keurig so I don't have to go there again.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you know what I'm going to do at your wedding?
What, wear a fedora?
I'm going to bring fedoras.
For everyone. Like you're at the bar mitzvah. Yes. Remember when they hand out the like cheesy fedoras?
Yes.
Instead of getting like a glass with your name on it, it's a fedora.
It's a fedora. And you walk out for your first dance or when they announce your whatever that stupid stuff you do, you come out and everyone's in a fedora. It's like your name.
Fedora and kitten heels.
Yep.
And like a peplum dress.
And we're going to be celebrate good times. Come
on. With a high clap.
High clap.
I'll be having a panic attack in the corner.
Yes, you will. You'll be like, and I'm out.
All right, Kelty.
I'm done. Go, Kelty.
All right. My good week is that I found a new life motto.
Oh.
You could call it a mirror message, if you will. I had an opportunity to have a 45-minute cat nap.
Oh, wow.
This week. And I was thrilled about it. I was like, I don't have to do anything for 45 minutes. I'm going to self-care. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to lay down on my couch in my office at work, and I'm going to set my alarm for 45 minutes, and I can like have a nap. Put the AC real high, got under a little blanket. Oh, it's so relaxed. I was really living it. And then I had fallen into a little sleep, and then ring, ring, the phone rang.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, so I pick it up, and then it's someone on the other line who's calling me about something they could text. Oh, and so then I said to a friend, why does everyone call when they should text? And she said her life motto is, don't ever be phoning when you could be texting. And I love it. That's my new mirror message. I want everyone to take it and enjoy it. This is my good week because now I'm going to say
this. This sounds like
my new rule.
Your least inspirational mirror message you've ever had. Are you turning into us?
But let's all collectively enjoy that we should be not phoning and just texting.
I hate talking on the phone.
There are certain conversations that have to happen on the phone.
Yeah.
But like don't ever call someone when you could just send a text and they can get back to you at their own. Like how many times you pick up the phone and you're like, hello. And then they're like, hey, I just was checking if you're still. Yes, I'm coming. But right now I'm napping.
Wow.
That's why you got to put on your do not disturb.
I know. But then sometimes there is emergencies.
Yeah. But that's why you have your list of people that can call for an emergency.
Seems so techie. That seems like a lot.
It's not. I have my parents and Scott, and that's it. I don't care about anybody else calling me.
Not even us,
so don't call me when I'm sleeping.
Okay. Here's my bad week. So I decided that there's just a little bit of time left in the rest of the year, and my goal for this year on my list of manifestations was my vision board was to have my best body ever at 34. And I have really failed.
Have you been? Do you say this for every year?
No. This was the first time.
I did this.
You did?
For 30 for this year. And I've never been fatter.
Yeah. It's not working.
Yourself.
I think you jinxed
yourself.
It's like
the fedoras.
Because like
can't keep
in my 20s, I really didn't have to try because I was dancing so much and I was I've always been naturally thin. And then when I turned 30, like it all really went bad. Shit. And it's slowly been going bad. And so now I'm up like this is crazy, but I'm up like 15 pounds over my Rockette show weight that they let you be. And I don't care. I don't need to be that thin, but I would like to lose like 7 pounds.
Wait, so when you turned 30, it started going
down? It started
downhill?
To fall down, and now I'm 34.
When you were 29, it was fine?
Yeah.
I swear to you, I am this year, as a 30-year-old, it's gone the worst it's ever gone.
It just it's like stops. So I've been trying and working out. So I started a new workout, which is like short little bursts of working out. And I was like, okay, it's day two of this. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so fierce. And so I'm on the treadmill and there's a little gym that's $12 at work called Joe's Gym. And it's kind of terrible. And I was like, okay, I'm on the treadmill. And there's like other people I work with kind of like having their morning workout. So I was like, I'm going to get it in. So I'm like running for 30 seconds and then off for 30 seconds and running for 30 seconds. But here's what I did. I got to work and in my brain I was like, okay, I'm going to work out now. So I'm going to have one big chocolate before I go to do my workout. And then I'm going to take two of these like thyroid energy capsules that gives you like a little boost when you have no energy. And I'm like, I'm going to work it out. So then I'm like running 22 minutes in, I start throwing up.
What?
On the treadmill. because I have run with only a chocolate and two like thyroid like energy pills.
Like, you know, diet pills?
Like diet pills, yeah. Right? In my and water. And I was like, and I really don't work out like that. Like I usually do yoga or whatever. So anyway, I start throwing up. I'm like,
in a trash can?
Did you actually throw up or you threw up in your mouth?
No, I threw up in my mouth, and then I was like, I can't have all these people seeing me at work. Like, I'm only 10 minutes into my workout, you know? So then I ran to the bathroom, and I threw up, like, everything, but it was just, like, literally water and, like, old chocolate.
You threw up everything, no. A.K.A., like, an M&M.
An M&M. And anyway, so that was my bad week.
Sounds like
I'm going to continue to work out, but I'm going to plan my
I say,
eating.
Yeah, just...
You know when you take a vitamin...
On an empty stomach.
And then you're sick? Yes. Yeah. That's what happened.
You're nauseous.
And then
the chocolate is not enough of a meal for the vitamin.
Yeah.
And by vitamin, I mean energy capsule.
Oh, my God. That's brutal. Yeah. Did you have a good week?
No, it was
the good
motto.
Week is that I found my new motto. Don't,
oh, right.
Don't be calling when you can be texting.
It was so bleak.
Yeah, your week was pretty bad.
Honestly,
the good
it's
week
been
was
a,
bad.
And you guys know on our group text,
wait,
it's been a bleak week.
You had a kind of bad good week.
I had a bad good week.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not blaming me for sometimes you... Yeah. Okay. On that note...
What's coming up, Kelty?
You guys, we have a very extra special VIP here today. She's officially on the A-list.
And in the Lady Gang.
And in the Lady Gang.
The oldest member of the Lady Gang.
Jack's mom is here. And she's going to give us real life advice. She's going to tell us about baby Jack. And she's also going to tell us what the Lady Gang kind of gets right about life and like what
we're
really getting wrong.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
All right, guys. Today we wanted to switch things up and get some real life advice from someone who really knows their way around the life block. Where did Jack Vanna come from? And how was she actually birthed as cool as she is now? What does her mom really think about her daughter? And what seasoned advice does she have for all of us? Please welcome to the show the first Lady Gang mom, Jack's mom, and her name's Mary.
May.
See, I don't know. I didn't
well,
know what it was.
Her name is Mary, but
are you? Who's?
I think that you and your mom have a thing for nicknames.
Oh, well, I do. Yeah,
but
you
guys... I don't call her Jack. I call her Jacqueline.
So fancy. Okay, yeah. First question. What was Jack like as a small mini lady?
As a small mini, she was very independent. She learned how to crawl really early. She was crawling by 6.5 months. I'm like a total mom.
No, we want you to be. That's cute.
She was walking when she was like 11 months old, but she was very, very, very tiny. She was a very tiny, tiny baby, and she looked like a little China doll. So when she was walking around, everybody would be so impressed because she was so tiny and they didn't expect her to walk. And she...
So ahead of her.
I swear on my life, my mother tells the exact same story.
Really?
I swear to God, I walked at like 11 months and I was very, very, very small. So people would stop and be like,
right.
Like a doll.
We've had a
right.
lot of like,
exactly.
We've had a weird...
And we both have double jointed elbows.
Wait,
are you my daughter? You could be.
Maybe.
Wait. Remember, did you listen to the episode where she was talking about her when she got cornrows?
Yes.
And her dad was like, "You look like Bo Derek from 10. I'm like, "That happened to me."
It did happen to you.
Do we have the same parents?
Okay, listen. Somebody out there could actually be my child that I wouldn't know about. After I had trouble getting pregnant, so Jacqueline was actually from an artificial insemination.
No way. So, did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh. All it is you go, you know, the husband
right.
gives
yeah.
the sperm and
yeah.
they go and put it together because it's whatever.
They couldn't get pregnant.
I couldn't get pregnant.
I think they kind of call it IVF now, no?
No,
it's that's a different thing.
Okay.
This is just artificial insemination. Yeah. It's just really nothing. But. After Jacqueline was born, I wanted to have another child. So I went and I was having IVF. And they, you know, take your eggs and then they take the husband's sperm mm-hmm. and make the embryos. And then you have frozen embryos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never did get pregnant from that again. But probably about 4 or 5 years later, the guy that did it was arrested. The whole group was arrested because they were giving people's eggs and embryos to other people.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a Netflix series.
It is.
Hold on. I'm writing it down.
They were literally arrested. Well, I think one of them was arrested and the other ones fled to Argentina.
crazy. Yeah,
you need to do the 23andMe genetic DNA thing and see if you match with anyone.
No, we didn't. They supposedly
take your eggs, right?
They supposedly came up with a list of people that eggs were stolen. Right. My name wasn't on it, but who knows?
Who knows? If he's shady enough to run away to Argentina.
So can you imagine? If there's a little mini Jacqueline out there,
if anybody, if there's an Instagram it girl, and all these things really resonate with you, call us.
That's crazy.
What was Jack like at like 12, 13, like when she was going through puberty?
Oh, God.
Oh, she didn't go through puberty at 12 or 13.
I didn't get my period until I was 14, like 16.
Okay.
15.
Yeah. What was she like? Were you ever worried about her as a teen?
No, not at all. She was really a good girl. She was just, she's very stubborn, as maybe you know.
I'm a Taurus.
She's
I've a learned Taurus. That's part
she's
of my.
Stubborn.
It is, it is.
But she was always very creative, so she always had, like, her, she would come up with, like, her own style of things. She would, whatever it was that came into her head, she'd be like, I want red cowboy boots. And so we'd have to, like, scour the earth for red cowboy boots.
I still do that.
But nobody else was wearing cowboy boots at that time. But then, like, about 2 years later, then whatever she was scouring for then would come
be
in
cool.
style.
That's how you buy your knit girl.
Such a trendsetter.
What did you think of her when she had orange hair and emo bangs?
I hated that orange hair.
Wait,
that was the worst. I don't even know. Maybe the green was worse than the orange.
As a mother, because I think I'm going to struggle with this if I have daughters, doesn't it like rip your soul apart to see your daughter make herself look uglier than she is?
Yes. And you can't, actually, it does.
Doesn't it? But like, what do you do? Actually,
you can't really do anything because she thought she looked good with it.
Well, I did look good at the time.
No, you did not.
You didn't. We've seen the photos.
No, you did not look good at
Well, what about I? So when I was like an emo kid in high school, I kept wanting to dye my hair black, but she wouldn't let me. So she let me dye like one chunk of it in the back of my head and it looked like I had
had your hair platinum blonde when you were.
With that black chunk in the back.
And then remember I yelled at you, I'm like, why are you cutting your hair? And it was like, because it was falling out. It was like so brittle from being like bleached, it was falling out.
Yes.
But okay, here's one thing about her hair. We used to do seat fillers. Have you guys ever heard of?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you guys have heard of seat fillers. So you would be going to all these different events and you would sit in, you know, for, you know, people who got up during the event. So there was an MTV one, and there's like thousands of people at it, thousands of people. And my husband and I were trying to find her afterwards because it was some, I don't know, MTV Music Awards or one of those kind of things. And literally, in a sea of thousands of people, I could see her head like about a mile away because it was the old platinum blonde, like glowy white hair.
It was
amazing.
Gross.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
What in her 20s have you had to bite your tongue about? Has there been a man? Has there been a style? Has there been a pose you had to bite your tongue and be like, I hated that all along, but I couldn't tell you at the time?
I don't know about a particular post, but there'll be things where she will post something and I literally will call her up and say,
what about the time? No. When I used to have Live Journal in when I was like in high school, I thought I was super cool, and I was posting about smoking, a clove cigarette. Ooh. I was like, yeah, and then I had a clove cigarette. She woke me up at, like, 5 in the morning and was screaming at me to take it down off Live Journal. I'm like, why are you stalking my blog at 5 in the morning?
Okay, you know, as a mother, and I'm sure you're mothers, I look at everything, okay?
Oh, my mom posts on my Instagram every Instagram.
No.
What's up, Sheila? Everyone. You look so beautiful, honey.
Well,
very supportive.
Yeah, and
I don't mind.
She knows every single thing you're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Especially growing
she does.
Up.
And your mom does too, even though.
My dad stalks me on the internet.
And I'm sure your mom does too.
But
we know everything. Being a parent is kind of like being in the FBI, or you know, and you can research and find out everything about everybody.
My mom should be in the FBI. She's like a professional stalker.
That's hilarious.
I'm a lurker too.
She's a lurker.
She literally is.
But why were you so dumb to post that you smoked a cigarette and you know that your mom was looking
at it? I don't know. I did it so many times after that, too. There's been so many times where she's, like, screamed at me.
Well, yeah. Because you don't think. Really, you're not thinking before you're posting.
You're not a smooth criminal.
I was like, I'm so cool.
What has been the hardest thing that you've ever had to see Jack go through, and what advice did you give her, and what did you think of the advice?
Okay. When she was in 7th grade, You remember Christina Aguilera had the big kind of hair?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you talking
about? So you had the big, you did the crimping in your hair, remember?
Uh-huh.
So she did crimping in her hair, and she was like really tiny, skinny, teeny back before she hit puberty. After that, kind of changed. But
yeah, you're such a whale now, Jack.
No, she grew. She was, you know, she got
those fake
bit.
Boobs.
Yeah. Those are not fake for sure. Anyway, there was a girl in her class that got really pissed because she looked like Christina Aguilera. And one of the boys said she looked like Christina Aguilera.
Which boys were like,
yeah. So anyway, she kind of turned all these girls against Jacqueline. I know. So that was probably, and I think that one girl tried to lock you in a room by yourself.
Yeah, she like pushed me into a classroom and locked the door on me.
What's her name?
Her name was Jackie.
Becca's going to pee in her purse.
No, it wasn't Jackie. But I know exactly who it was. And you know what? I cannot stand that girl to this day.
Where is she
I
now?
I hate her guts. I don't know, and I don't really care. But if I ever see her again, I will, like, you know what they say.
All these years later. So what advice did you give her?
You know what? I just said, you know what? You got to just find other friends if they are going to, like, turn against. You know how girls, the most vicious person on earth is a middle school girl.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That is the most vicious person on earth.
I got so bored.
And I think everybody goes through that. So I just said, you got to find new friends. So her and her one really good friend kind of, like, found different groups of friends. So.
What is one thing that Jack has taught you?
Probably that. You don't really know what it is to love somebody really, really with like every fiber of your soul until you become a parent. It's just, don't make me cry.
No.
So sweet. Okay. So you listen to Lady Gang.
Yes.
And you follow us. So you know. So what is one thing about us and our advice and our sort of vibe that we get right? And what is one thing that you think, oh, girls, if you only knew what I know now.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys get a lot right. I mean, almost like 99% right. Because
thanks, May.
I know. You guys are just so awesome. But I really like the Facebook page because I think that you guys are putting together like a support for women out there. Women can be really shitty to each other. Let's face it. They really can. And I think just to have a group of people like support each other and say good things about each other and, you know, are able to like discuss their problems and get advice from other women without being judged all the time is huge. And I really can't think of anything you're doing that, I mean, I think probably the biggest advice out there is for girls. It's like if a guy is not putting in the effort to be with you, he does not want to be with you.
Wait, that's all we're doing wrong.
No, I'm just saying all,
everyone
general,
in the world is doing
I'm
wrong.
I'm talking about all the girls that write in and stuff. It's like, no, he is not intimidated by you. He is not busy.
You just need to watch. He's just not that into you.
He is not into you. He does not care.
Yep.
If a guy cares, he will put in the effort. He will make sure and see you no matter what is going on in his life or your life.
Last question. So at 30 something, I can look back and I think, oh, when I was 22 and I had that job that had a 401k, I'm so mad that I didn't like put all my money in the 401k. And I'm so mad at myself. Like that was my 20s. Like, ah, why did I do that? And also why did I shave my eyebrows? What is one thing that you would tell all of our listeners that are in their 20s and 30s that like, if I could redo it, this is my advice. Make sure you do this. It doesn't have to be money-wise. I mean, just like in life.
I think probably is like you don't need to have a boyfriend or a husband, especially in your 20s. It's like go out and have fun. You're never going to look better than when you're in your 20s and 30s. You look awesome. People want to be with you. They want to do things with you. You're cute. You're fun. It's like why would you tie yourself down and not go out and have fun. Go out with different guys. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You think, you know, you found this boyfriend or whatever. There might be, you know, in the next town over, a guy that's like amazing for you. Go out and experience life and go take some risks. I mean, life goes by very fast, even though I still think I'm about 25 years old.
She
in my mind, I feel like I'm 25. Obviously, on the outside, not so much.
Yeah, you look good. You look good. She's looking good.
Yeah, but you know what? It's always you look good for your age.
No, you look great, Mom.
Anyway.
But she would always tell me that. That was like always the advice if I was like going
to go have fun.
Yeah. And it's she's been with my dad since they were 19, too, I know. So it's not even by experience.
I know. It isn't by experience, but it is. It's like nobody – you're never going to be that person again. Right. You're never going to be that young, and people aren't going to want to be around you as much as when you're in your 20s and 30s. And look, you look amazing, Kelty.
Thanks.
So don't worry about
– Don't worry about my
child. I actually love that no one wants to be around me.
Like, please stay away.
I love getting older and, like, not having to go do fun things.
I do, too, actually.
I think
I'm like, I know what you're saying.
Don't be a grandma now. You can be a grandma later.
I know what you're saying, but I do think there's something nice about – do you remember being in high school and it was, like, who had the most friends and who was the most popular?
Yes.
There certainly has been a seismic shift in my own life, like, as I've gotten older, where I'm like really cool with having like three good friends.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Because the other people aren't really
I don't care
friends.
About being popular except on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? It's like a different thing.
The other people aren't really your friends.
Well, the older you get, it's like you just keep losing and losing friends, and then you'll end up with like two best friends that are like life
people.
And let me ask you, when you puked, did you puke in your mouth? You puked in your mouth, did you cry? I know.
You cried?
I don't cry.
Don't you cry when you puke?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I always do.
Becca's stone-faced puker.
I don't puke that often, though.
There you go. Okay, when we come back, you're going to stick around and help with our Ask the Lady Gang questions. It's going to be a Jack May Lady Gang questionnaire.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
cute.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, guys, before we start, Ask the Lady Gang. If you want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. And fun fact, for like 2 years when I started my business, we were shipping out of my parents' house.
Oh, yes. And we were working on it 24/7. My house was like literally exploding with merchandise.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So make my mom happy and make a purchase and have her daughter be successful.
That's right.
Okay. Our first question comes from Holland on email. And if you guys want to write in questions, you can write in your question on our website, theladygang.com. Or do people still email in questions?
People can email at helloladygang@gmail.com. And also you can check out our blog at theladygang.com because it's real good.
Okay. So first question comes from Holland. She says, I am the maid of honor in my best friend's upcoming wedding, and I was wondering if you could offer any insight on the do's and don'ts of the speech. I've seen very few and have no idea what is and is not appropriate to share. Who did your wedding speech?
Well, can't even remember, truthfully.
So,
like I said,
really memorable.
Really, when you're at your wedding, like Becca and I were talking before the podcast, when you're in your wedding, you don't even remember your wedding.
No.
Did you remember your wedding, Kelty?
There's like moments you remember, but
it goes so fast.
Like
I don't remember a thing from my first wedding. Like I could not even tell you who was there.
Did you actually?
I think I was like crying and hoping it wasn't like.
Was it like a big wedding though?
Oh god, it's such a story. That's for another podcast.
Anyways,
I have a great story of some don'ts.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear some don'ts.
I was at a wedding where one of the bridesmaids got up and she is like a stylist, like. Person. She's in the fashion world. And she stood up and was like, first of all, how amazing does the bride look? I styled her for this wedding.
Ew.
And you're like, you just took the bride's thunder. Mm-hmm. Like I've
you
never
just made
seen.
Their wedding about you.
And she dropped her website in the speech. Swear to God. Then she goes on to talk about how the couple went through a break.
Oh my God.
And how she knew all along that the girl getting married, all these other guys, she goes, all these other guys, I knew all along that you were the one to the groom.
Oh my God.
So definitely don't talk about people's exes.
No.
Don't plug your social media.
No.
I think do's short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please, Jesus. If you're nervous about talking in public, write it out.
I was going to say that, yeah. If you're nervous about a speech, like then definitely write a speech.
Definitely.
Don't just go up there and wing it and then draw a blank.
And how bad is it at weddings? My best friend got married a couple years ago, and we're at the rehearsal dinner, and she's like, I want you and our other best friend to speak, and that's like the delegated speeches. But then when bitches get drunk, when white girls get drunk...
I want to say something, too!
Yes, they grab the mic, and then they cry. And then it's like... like the worst. So bad. If you're tipsy and it even comes to you just slightly that you might want to say something, don't.
Yeah.
Just hold back.
I will say this.
Don't make up your own speech at somebody's wedding.
No, you had asked about the wedding and what I remember. I really remember three things. Walking down the aisle, my husband surprising me and singing to me, and then the other one's a bad, and it's about a speech. And I don't want to call out, he'll never listen to this, but we didn't have best men or whatever, but we had people speak, and one of Chris's really good friends from college spoke. Mm-mm. And he brought up the fact that I was on The Bachelor.
What?
In the speech, and was like, shit. We didn't know. She's done a lot of things in her life. Remember when she was on The Bachelor? And like in the speech, and I was so mortified and I was so hurt. And I was like, I was hurt. I just think that your rule should be, you know, there are a lot of embarrassing stories, and I think that's for the bachelorette party or the bachelor party. And I think this is like really their fairy tale day, and you do want to just build them up. And I think I agree with what you said. Like, your speech should be all about that person, and don't make it too much about your relationship with the person. Remember the time we went to Cuba? remember all our good times in college? Like, it's not you. It's about celebrating her. You know?
Yes.
So really, like, all the great qualities about her, why she'll be a fantastic wife. Why you know, like, all those
things. I like when somebody correlates it to being like, she's such a good friend to me that she's the most loyal, loving, generous,
and that would make her a great
wife. And that's going to make her a great wife.
Also, yeah. I think that
we have a lot of opinions on this topic. Yeah. We're like,
you should probably say the speech to somebody else and get their opinion, because some things that you might think are funny stories would be embarrassing or offensive, or like maybe you don't want to bring something up like that. Mm-hmm. So give it a run through with somebody.
Take it to an open mic night.
try a comedy show.
Write it to us. We have some notes.
Actually, and make sure the person who's giving the speech actually likes you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, or else you'll get some underhanded insults.
Right.
It's like, and you know my husband.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, it was very, I was like, I don't know, do you not like me or just
no,
to be
he was just trying to
be funny.
And boys always try to be funny.
At your expense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't.
I watched you on The Bachelor, just so you know.
Did you see my ugly cry?
I don't remember your ugly cry as much as I remember your dancing.
kicking out of the limo?
Yes.
It was amazing. That was my highlight.
Anyways, okay. Next question comes from Kelsey. She says, so I'm 26, and 5 months ago, I got out of an 8.5-year relationship. I have met someone new, and I was wondering how soon it is to get into another relationship. I want to avoid the whole rebound thing. So 5 months ago,
she's been with someone since she was 18, essentially.
Yeah. I would say that is probably way too soon. I think especially, I don't know, I had this like weird realization when I was 26 of, I think it was my more from like, being a girl turning into a woman in a sense and kind of looking up to into my future rather than focusing on the present. And it was when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend. And I think that's just such an important age because you're finally like at a point where you can really be an adult and figure out who you are, especially if you're with somebody for 8 years. Like your identity is through that person. So I think being single is just, it's a very important exercise to
just
have.
Don't get into another relationship. You can be dating him and have some fun times, go on some sexy vacations, like have your life, but don't get into like a you're moving in together and like you're paying, who's paying the cable bill? Boring.
Forget the relationship. Go out and have fun. Date a lot of people. You wasted 8 years already of not being
she
able to go out and have fun.
She lived
she
8 years.
She wasted 8 years of not going out and having fun. So go out and have fun. You don't need to be.
You got to go out and like throw up a few times from drinking too much and hook up with a bunch of people you're embarrassed about. And then you'll be ready for a relationship.
I'm about to throw down the gauntlet because I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I think that when 5 months to somebody is different than 5 months to the next person. Like, 5 months can feel like a decade to someone, and 5 months can feel like a week to another person. And depending on where you are in your life, you know, she could have spent 5 months of going out every single night and having fun and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of a lot of time if you think about
it.
And if you're a person who you thrive in a relationship because clearly you liked being in it, you stayed 8 years, I hope. I do think that there are people who try to fight against the natural like urge to be in a partnership in like a unit. And so they do that thing where they're like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to take the advice. But you know yourself better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't enjoy being single and you've met somebody who you really do have a connection with and you go really, really, really deep in yourself and you have to say this person is worth giving up that time for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you're the only person who's going to know that.
But also, and I guess if she's concerned about it being a rebound thing, I guess I would, really think about that.
I mean, my husband was looked at as a rebound. Like every single person, it was 6 months after, losing my boyfriend, and I had so many people being super judgmental, and it's like, why would you do it? Or you're not ready. And it's just sort of like, I'm sticking up for the girls out there who are hearing that.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're being judged. It's just like, I didn't get the support that I wanted. And now he's my husband. So it's like, I don't forget those friends who called him my rebound for all those months.
But you weren't in a relationship for 8 years since you were 18 years old.
But I was in steady, monogamous relationships.
Some people, you love a relationship.
And it's also because I don't lose my identity in a relationship. And like, I maintain I do everything I want to do. I just don't have sex with other people. That's it. Like, I am who I am with every person. That's
true. I think that, it's just you have to figure out if your identity is being defined through another person or not. And if she knows who she is outside of whoever she's dating. Okay.
Boom.
So anyways, do whatever you want. Next question.
Do whatever you want.
Next question comes
to us. Can we end every question like that?
Do whatever you want.
But go out and have some fun with some other people.
Okay, Mom.
You need to take her out on the town. She needs some fun.
I'm too old for that.
No, but you're not.
If I was younger, I mean, and you're in your early, like 18 to 26, and you're in this steady relationship, it's like, come on, you're too young for that. I don't care who you are. You're too young for that. That's my opinion.
She's not buying it, guys.
She's not buying it.
Not buying it.
Okay. The last question comes from Danny, and she says, I'm a single mom with a 4-year-old daughter. I've been on one date since having my daughter, and he never called me back. My self-esteem isn't amazing after that, and I feel so out of the dating world. I have no idea how Tinder and all that shit works. What should I do? I don't want to be a crazy cat lady forever, and I would love for my daughter to have a nice male figure in her life. Oh, I don't know.
We are the worst to give you advice.
Go on eHarmony.
Yeah, but I think people do meet other people. And I would say that there are guys out there that really do want to have a family. And there are guys that would be really happy to meet you and have you. And there's also probably some single dads out there that would love to meet someone that has a young child that they can partner up with. And I think it's just about getting out there. And I think you're right. eHarmony and Match and all that stuff. There's a ton of like bull crap on there that you have to like swim through.
Wait, isn't there a dating site now for single parents?
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, there definitely is.
Well, okay, Google that.
Number one, you've been on one date.
Yeah, so don't get too beat up.
Yeah, if I judged my entire like self-esteem on the first Tinder date that I went on after I broke with my ex-boyfriend, I would just be 6 feet underground right now. So I think that to get yourself out there, go on dating websites. Probably not Tinder, though, because Tinder is more so like people are looking
That's why I said eHarmony, because I think that you have to jump through a lot of hoops for that.
Or Match.com or something like that. Yeah, because there's a lot. Yeah, and if there is a
singleparentmeet.com.
There you go.
Online dating network for single parents.
There you go.
That's so smart. That's hasn't happened before.
I think it's pretty new.
Yeah.
And I also think like, you know, if you're listening to the Lady Gang, it means you're a real cool girl. And so don't let like one bad date or a guy not calling you back, like Jack said, don't let it beat you up. You're obviously awesome. And
most dates are going to suck.
Yeah. Like, it's a numbers game.
Until you find the one, I probably went on 100 really lame ass shitty dates before I found the one.
Go on 50 dates. One date. Give yourself
one date a week
for 52 weeks. And
oh God, that sounds
awful.
Go on 2 dates a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game. It's like auditioning for a movie, right, Becca?
Dating literally is a numbers
game. Not as bad.
This is exactly what happened to my niece. My niece was in this exact situation.
She was. Yeah,
she found herself an amazing guy through eHarmony.
Wow.
So, and they're married now.
Really?
Yes.
There's hope.
How old was her child when she got remarried?
She was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
and also, I feel like, not to be crazy about kids' ages, but it would be really hard to date someone with like an 8-month-old. You know what I mean? But like, you have a 4-year-old daughter. Like, it's
you can get
a babysitter.
Things.
Like, you're a little bit. It's a little bit of an independent age. Like, you're good. You know?
Yeah.
And if the guy doesn't want kids or doesn't want to be around the child, then that's not the guy for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need to find somebody that wants to have a family.
Yeah, and I think that really weeds out the shitty guys, because the guy's not going to stick around.
True.
You'll find when you end up finding somebody that wants to be with you, they'll actually want to be with you and all everything that comes with it.
Yeah.
So do what you want.
So do what you want. Do what you're going to do. We're so excited. Thank you so much for being here, Mama Jack.
Oh, thank you. I love you, girls.
Thank you.
You're the best. And guys, please head over to theladygang.com. You can submit your blog post if there's something that you feel very passionate about. If you want to give us a list or a fashion blog or something that's happened in your life or write an essay, The Lady Gang is the place for all of this content to live. So send us your contact at helloladygang@gmail.com or go on the site. There's a cute little like form you can fill out. We're so excited to feature you. And follow us on our Instagram, The Lady Gang, and our Twitter, The Lady Gang. And then follow us too, Jack Vanek. It's Becca Tobin at Kelty Knight. And most importantly, head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, because if you love this episode, you can get a new episode in your inbox every Tuesday for free.
Give us 5 stars also.
Yes, please.
Reviews, please.
On that note, guys, see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.